Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the astrological energies from October 16th until October 22nd. As we are entering into a period of time with increasing tension, developments, pushes to move forward. The pressure is increasing. Perhaps you feel like you're even watching the kettle start to boil. Yes, we have big energies now into the first week of November, and I'm going to explain exactly what is happening and what is coming together astrologically with the intention of perhaps validating what you are feeling and sensing, as well as validating how deeply connected to the cosmos you are. And I feel that is one of the gifts of astrology, is that we see how we are divine energetic beings who are tuned into multiple layers of energy. And when we understand it, when we literally understand what is going on, it can help us settle into this ride and trust that we're right where we need to be, and that what you are moving through is in fact much bigger than just you or your singular experience. Now, I do want to do a quick update for you here that I'm recording this on October 16th, 2024. I am back home in Florida. Yes, last week was wild as the Hurricane Milton energy stirred up a lot on the planet, and it went to a Category 5 and then was downgraded eventually to a Category 3. And I do believe that so much credit goes to those of you who were energetically working this event. You were actively and powerfully doing what you could to dissipate and unravel the intensity of this energy. And I feel that this is one of the experiences that validates our collective energetic power. As we move through these big years on the planet, which continue into the second half of this decade, we will need to be using our energy in these higher ways. And in fact, I have a separate podcast episode coming out for you within the next week discussing this even more, because I've been receiving quite a few downloads about how what we're moving through is part of our soul assignments shifting, and perhaps feeling like you're tuning in to more of what you're capable of, even if it's not in an official capacity, so to speak, but rather an understanding that when you consciously focus your energy and intention on certain events, developments, and situations, it has an effect. And I see this as part of our next level awakening to our power on the planet, that we are stewards of the energy of this planet, especially when we step into owning that. We have more work to do. There is, of course, a lot more happening on the planet that we can energetically shift, diminish, and neutralize. But I really felt that this was an event that demonstrated our capabilities. On a personal level, I'm very grateful that my home, my neighborhood, my community, my area didn't experience the worst of the destruction. About 10 or 15 miles south of me, they did. And it is, of course, devastating and yet also inspiring to see the best in people show up, such as the caravans of linemen moving down the freeways to restore power, how communities are coming together for supplies, resources, and support, and even the collective consciousness that rises up to help others through these events. I do have to go on the record to say that I love living in Florida. I know some people would think, Molly, why aren't you moving? Why are you staying there? It's like, this is my assignment. I've been here since 2016, which was a very important time of certain developments starting in this area. I'm aware of my assignment here. I'm also aware of my astrocartography lines here. I have both Saturn and Jupiter running through this area, so I'm living it. But I love Florida. I'm happy to be here, and I also know I can handle it. So I feel quite strong here as well. And so onwards we go to discussing the astrology of this week and what is pushing on you to evolve. I was looking at the transits of these energies, and I'm wanting to give you a lovely way to summarize this energy. And all I can say, as I look at how we have a cardinal grand cross that is coming online, especially with this Aries full moon on October 17th, there are new parts of you that are being required to step forward, that are being required to come together and move you into a new part of yourself, a new chapter in your life, a new understanding of your sense of self and who you came here to be. The energy is not subtle. It also isn't new. Because this is occurring in the third decan of the cardinal signs, you're already aware of these parts of yourselves that have been churning and moving, perhaps experiencing false starts, perhaps coming up against the barriers of previous experiences of your inner child, you know, having to meet all these parts of yourself at once that can be a lot, can be overwhelming, and you're meeting it through external conflict and other people, which is what Sun in Libra is also bringing into the equation. Now, I'm going to break this down even more here in just a moment, but the overarching understanding is that these are 2 weeks of the energies feeling quite intense that you could even feel the need to retract from people, retract from experiences in your life or situations that trigger the discomfort. This could also feel like you're at a standstill. You don't know what to think or how to compartmentalize it, how to piece it together or understand it, because it's a lot at once. And that is just part of this energetic makeup over the next few weeks, especially into the first week in November. So, with that being said, let's break it down here for you even more. Now, on October 17th, Venus in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees, and this occurs during the Aries full moon at 24 degrees of Aries on the same day. What we have here is an understanding that the transformation is real, it's underway, it's moving you into new soul experiences, new parts of yourself that have perhaps felt distant, uncertain, unclear. And now this Venus locking in to a sextile to Pluto in Capricorn at the final degrees, 29 degrees of Scorpio, 29 degrees of Capricorn, there is a rising up here into an empowered state of loving yourself. This is the energy of owning what you want, who you are, understanding this is not about compromise. Venus in Scorpio sextiling Pluto in Capricorn is passionate, determined, set on what is true for you, perhaps because of everything that has unfolded, let's say the past 15 years in the Capricorn areas of your chart. And now Venus is really set on more of what she knows she's worth because of the tumultuous energies, the deep emotions, the fears, everything she's had to move through. I feel like this is a hurrah energy for Venus in Scorpio, and it's occurring during a very dynamic Aries full moon, which highlights what you've come to understand about who you are now. Now, I have a video for you on YouTube that goes through this whole chart, so I'm not going to repeat myself, but do check out that Aries full moon chart as we break it down and dissect all the conversations happening between the planets. And so know that this Aries full moon at 24 degrees of Aries conjunct Eris, which is where we have repressed rage, anger, discontent, Eris being a dwarf planet beyond Pluto. She's associated with Mars and with Pluto. She is the one who stirs the pot in order to move things along, so to speak. And there is a part of ourselves that are holding deeper imprints around injustice, persecution, alienation, feeling sacrificed and or ostracized, And these are the themes that are coming up to be dealt with, to welcome them, to understand that this is just a part of the energy now that has messages for you. What is the message? What is the underlining wisdom beneath the anger, the pain, the grief, the heartache, whatever it might be for you? Because we're meant to welcome it and connect with it from a higher loving state. And this can be quite healing, especially with the fact that Chiron in Aries is also conjunct this point at 21 degrees of Aries. And this is where we are healing a much deeper part of ourselves that we were possibly taught to hate, to feel shame around, to not allow our full emotions to be seen or felt. This is where you could have something that triggers you, brings up a message, and when you welcome it forward, instead of repeating the pattern of pushing it away, when you welcome the energy forward and you allow it to be seen and felt, and you're able to work with it through a higher consciousness of love and healing, you're going to feel a shift in your frequency. You're going to feel a shift in that experience. And I see it working across multiple timelines and dimensions of time. I see it actually triggering perhaps lifetimes where you had different roles in the same energy, where maybe you were the one who was pushed aside and tossed out and killed, or maybe you were the one giving the orders to do so to another. So this can have so many different spectrums of experiences with it. But there's something here we're meant to own in how you understand who you are now, because I feel the energy works across, like I said, timelines and dimensions, but then it's meant to bring you back to the pulsing heartbeat of this moment, because Aries is also about your primal experiences of right now. It's about how blood runs through your veins, what you're feeling in the moment, how you're trusting your gut, how you're trusting the energy before you understand it. So this is very primal energy, and you could feel like you're clearing a lot out and you're working with a much deeper story that you don't even fully know or understand. In fact, I'm also seeing this energy has a delayed effect that could go into November. It could even be something you've already been in for the previous few weeks. But there's this peak of understanding that we're meant to arrive at. And with this full moon in Aries, conjunct Eris and conjunct Chiron, that means it's opposing the sun at 24 degrees of Libra, which is a balancing point that is objective, that allows you to step back from the immediacy of right now, or whatever that feeling is, or whatever's coming up in you, to step back and to not take it too personally or assume that it's only you. Because that Aries energy can be very self-absorbed, impatient, impulsive, short-sighted. So you take a step back and say, okay, where do I want this to be in 1 month? Where do I want to be with this in 2 months, in 6 months, whatever timeline comes up for you? And then also know that there is a wrestling of the energy that is going to continue to work with us into early November, because not only is it a full moon with the axis of Aries and Libra, but we are experiencing a cardinal grand cross with Mars in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn. And these energies increase into November, where we're going to have an opposition between Mars in Cancer at 29 degrees, opposing that Pluto at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and that will be exact on November 3rd at 6:37 a.m. Eastern Time. So the wrestling and discomfort could be coming up for you over the next few weeks, and also requiring you to be conscious and intentional with how you deal with it. It's going to be essential to have multiple ways of calming and taking care of your energy. And you could look at it as four different approaches that relate to the four elements in astrology. So we will need ways of physically caring for ourselves, which is associated with the earth signs, Pluto and Capricorn. We're going to need ways of emotionally taking care of what we're feeling, which is associated with the water signs and Mars in Cancer. We're also going to need a mental approach to handle all the opinions, information, and stimuli that continues to circulate, and that would be associated with the air signs, such as the sun in Libra. And then we're going to need a higher spiritual approach to care for what we're feeling and what is rising up within us, which is connected to the fire signs, such as this full moon in Aries. So think of it as needing a four-point approach to maneuvering through this phase and to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves actively and intentionally. So again, October 17th is when these energies are quite big. And then on the same day, Venus enters Sagittarius. And when she moves into the sign of the Archer, now she's seeking a higher understanding of what she's been through. What is unfolding? Why is this happening? What am I learning? And Sagittarius being mutable fire opens us up to a different lens, different wisdom teachings, new ways of seeing the bigger picture, and then understanding, well, what connects with me and my belief systems around all these changes and these big dynamic energies. So Venus entering Sagittarius does give us hope, trust, a sense of detaching from the mundane, and allows us to rise above and to be clearer on where you're going. So you might feel that that Sagittarius energy lifts you up, gives you new reasons to trust the process and to also maintain your hope and faith in what is unfolding as we move into November. On October 21st, Mercury in Scorpio trines Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 13 degrees. Now, Mercury is moving fast in Scorpio, having just entered the sign on October 13th, and moves quickly through all 30 degrees until November 2nd. When Mercury is covering 2 degrees a day, a lot more is circulating through our minds, our communication fields, and opening us up to our deeper truths, as that is one of the gifts of Mercury in Scorpio. This is the energy of conviction and passion. This is the energy of knowing what you want, staying with it, and being fixated on an outcome that brings about whatever is driving Scorpio. Now, this can also be where you're tuning in to deeper fears and understanding what might be blocking you. But I feel that this energy on October 21st of Mercury trining Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 13 degrees is also opening us up to where we've been blocked to trusting our own intuition, trusting our own downloads and messages, because there could be fears around what comes through or what it means. I'm also feeling like with this particular combination of Scorpio and Pisces here, we can choose to remain more compassionate and understanding to one another. That Mercury in Scorpio doesn't always choose that. It can be quite brutal and cutthroat. But this is where the connection to Saturn in Pisces can remind you that there's a reason why you're receiving certain information. There's a reason why something is coming up or coming through possibly quite strongly and with a force. And that Saturn in Pisces retrograde is holding space for us to travel with a mature understanding of energy, intention, and consequences. Saturn is consequences, and Saturn in Pisces is not only karmic consequences, but there's something about Saturn requiring us to mature in our own consciousness and in our own spiritual understanding of these times. A lot of big stories are unraveling and falling apart on the planet. A lot is happening that can be hard to understand and digest. We can be seeing the worst of humanity, and yet the counterpoint is that we can also see the best in humanity. And so as the energies continue to ramp up and Saturn reveals what has been cloaked, what has been hidden, what has been idealized and glamorized, there are going to be more people experiencing a fall from grace, a fall from the highest heights. And this can result in deep disappointment, feeling betrayed and tricked, feeling mocked and even deeply used. And so I feel that this trine between Mercury in Scorpio and Saturn in Pisces can elevate us to choose a higher spiritual perspective. There are lessons in everything. There's growth possible in everything. We aren't responsible for other people's choices, actions, or behaviors. But if we can detach enough to see it as all part of a bigger cycle in ascension, this can help us understand what we're learning and how we're becoming wiser energetic beings. So this is the energy of deep truths being revealed, and that continues on October 22nd as the Sun in Libra makes a square to Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees and then enters Scorpio on the same day. Now, this is the last time that the Sun in Libra will square Pluto in Capricorn, and this can also bring about serious changes in relationships. And that is something that the Sun in Libra has been feeling, especially during this particular Libra season, but I would also venture to say starting last year in 2023 when we had the Libra solar eclipse. So there could be relationships in your life that have been quite challenging, requiring you to own your power, own what you know is best for you, which is what Pluto in Capricorn is really highlighting for us. Understanding the bigger picture of your life path, what you want, what you're building, what you've created, what you've been through, and to stand strong in a place of empowerment. And it's interesting because the square from the Sun in Libra challenges your sense of wanting things to be fair and equal, wanting others to agree or to be on board. This is the energy of understanding disagreement and discord can help you fine-tune more of what you want. I'm also feeling this strongly in the energetic body, where the mind can tell us one story or provide information or give us one understanding that might seem quite logical, quite rational. Libra is excellent at this. Libra can understand both sides of a story, can listen to differing inputs or opinions, but this square from Pluto brings in an override that your body feels. So again, the mind could be telling you one thing, but you could be sensing it physically and understanding, I can't do that. I can't go back to that version of myself. I can't even sit in a state of neutrality because the square is pushing for growth. And the growth happens through a challenge, through that pressure cooker of discomfort, and by pulling you out of a neutral state so that you can really understand what you want. And as the Sun then moves into Scorpio on October 22nd, entering the eighth sign at 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time, there's a sense of, this is what I really feel. And it can come up as being pissed off or angry. It can come up as, I don't care what anybody thinks. It can come up as fears and deeper emotional parts of yourself that are now really loud. The Sun in Scorpio shines a light on where your energy has merged with other people, both in healthy and unhealthy ways, and can help you see a deeper truth that you're meant to tap into and own. And this is what basically tilts the Libra scales into one side or the other. Because for all the ways that the Libra energy will seek equilibrium and maintain a status quo, the Sun in Scorpio is done with all that and is ready to say, no, this is what matters to me. This is what I want. This is where my energy truly lies. And that Scorpio energy, because it is intense, again, you can't deny it. And so I feel that as we move into early next week, there is going to be less focus on the mental narrative of the shoulds. And now there is a plunge into the deep end of the pool for you to look at, what are my fears here? What is preventing me or blocking me from what I value, what I want. And that's because energies newly in Scorpio require us to face something that we've been avoiding. Scorpio is known for being three archetypal energies. It is the Scorpion, which is ground level, limited perception, highly reactive. The Scorpion scurries along the dirt floor of the earth and can only be in reaction to predators, to harm, can't see far beyond, and in fact, finds strength in being able to retaliate. This can be a highly reactionary energy, emotionally driven, but from a lower consciousness. So when we look at those parts of ourselves that identify with the lower perception of a Scorpion, we're able to see, okay, what am I fighting off here? What fears, what monsters do I see in the dark? What's been hiding within my own subconscious? And where does that stem from? Who did I get that from? How did that show up in my reality? So the ability to be curious and to investigate more is essential to elevating this energy. Then, as the Scorpion energy becomes more self-aware and therefore more empowered, the energy doesn't have to be so guarded or possessive or even vengeful, because there is a release, and this shifts into the phoenix rising from the ashes of whatever that Scorpion has decimated and destroyed. Now the energy transforms into the phoenix rising, which is rising up into the fullness of those fears, emotions, not allowing secrets to run the show, feeling safe to be yourself at a whole new level. And what happens as that phoenix rises, it's the story of empowerment, rising up and burning away previous versions of self that were shrouded in different expressions. And now as that phoenix rises, that phoenix becomes an eagle. And an eagle is another Scorpio archetype, where the eagle can now see things for what they are. That is how the Scorpio energy becomes very insightful, intuitive, and keen. And as that eagle flies around, it doesn't waste energy on things that aren't worth it. It's not worth the time. It's not worth the effort. Think of an eagle eye. Think of how the eagle is a very keen hunter, and it will lock in to prey or see something scourging in the night and understand, that's what I'm going to go for. That's where I'm going to direct my energy. And the eagle becomes wiser with the use of its own energy and understands the importance of discernment, determination, ambition, and a focused approach to getting what one wants. This can also be mysterious. This is how the Scorpio energy can be widely misunderstood, because when you're living from this higher consciousness of being clearer on what you want and how to go for it, you can understand there's a lot of things you hold back and you no longer respond to or invest in. And that's part of how the Scorpio energy grows. So when I see the energy this week, it looks like we're not only becoming wiser and clearer, but we have transformed. And I feel that this particular Scorpio season is going to reveal to you more of your own internal transformation, connect you to what you have alchemized, what you have shifted through, often through pain, often through turmoil, and intense emotional experiences that are really private. Scorpio is a highly private sign. You don't show everybody everything that's going on, but you take what you have and make it work for you in some way. And so we are pushed into new versions of ourselves. And that is a big theme, as I've said, into November. It really starts this week. You could already be feeling it, of course, but for many people, there will be no going back. No going back to a previous version of yourself or even a previous mentality. You could find that your opinions are shifting. What you say and how you show up for yourself is changing deeply. You could look at how far you've come in recent years, that now you're realizing this is real for me. This is not just an idea or something internal. I'm now showing up in the world from a much more empowered state And I don't even recognize previous versions of myself because they have served a purpose. They've been a beautiful gift on the journey. They have certainly been an essential part of your journey. But now there is a rising higher energy that we're each being pushed into. And some will welcome it, some will hate it, some will resist it, some will ignore it, and some will even enter into a dark night of the soul, which is also connected with the Scorpio journey. So keep in mind that multiple areas of your astrology chart are very active this week, and that includes all four cardinal signs. So again, where you have 24 degrees of Aries, 22 to 29 degrees of Cancer, 24 to 29 degrees of Libra, and 29 degrees of Capricorn. Four areas of your chart are pulling and pushing on you. And in the cardinal signs, it is about a rebirth. It's about an initiation into that next version of yourself that could feel like a reset and is requiring you to move in a new direction of some kind. So for example, you could realize, you know, the way you've been doing one thing at work, you just want to scratch it all, throw it all out and be done with it and start fresh. You could realize that certain connections, friendships, partnerships, roommates are no longer aligning and you're looking at, well, how do I talk about this? How do I manage this? Where does this go? You could be feeling that parts of your experience are just boring and exhausted and no longer interest you or relate to who you are now. So you get the point, right? There's a deep shift occurring that is moving us into a truer sense of ourselves now, and everybody handles that differently. Another way this burst of change can show up can be, unfortunately, through accidents, moving too fast, being ungrounded, being too distracted, or even reactionary. So do be aware of that when you venture out into the public and you are driving your car or on your bike or doing it at whatever you do. Just know that the energy is a bit frantic. It's unsettled. It's very buzzy. And you could be picking up on that in others as well as in yourself. So the more that you can stay grounded as well as slow down, the better this could play out for you without any of those unintended consequences that can show up when the energy is this triggering. So remember that this does last into early November. This is not just one day or one week. This is an ongoing expression of pressure and tension that lasts for a while because Mars in Cancer is approaching that exact opposition to Pluto in Capricorn at 29 degrees. Again, that's exact November 3rd. So we are also being guided to look at what parts of our emotional bodies, our emotional selves, need to be matured, taken care of, and responsibly worked with. I can tell you that after going through the ordeal with Hurricane Milton, I had 3 acupuncture sessions plus 2 cupping appointments that did wonders for my physical self and my energetic self, really calmed down everything I was feeling in my nervous system. So that is one of my approaches that I love is acupuncture. But know that, you know, there are free methods on YouTube. You can look into any number of energy practices that support your body and your energy meridians, whether that is yoga, Reiki healing, somatic exercises, more intense exercises, and also Jinshin Jitsu, which I don't believe I've mentioned for a while, but Jinshin Jitsu is similar to acupressure, where you focus on the energy meridians in the body with very gentle handholds, touches, and simple techniques. I do believe there are YouTube channels that talk about what you can do. Again, this is free. Okay, this is free. So that's why I'm recommending it, because anyone has access to this. And what it allows you to do is to move the energy through your body, especially through the Jinshin Jitsu finger holds, which is where each finger on your hand connects to a different emotion and expression. And you hold the finger gently with the other hand. So the thumb is connected to worry, pointer finger is fear, middle finger anger, ring finger sadness, and the pinky finger is trying or asserting yourself too much. I will put a visual up here on the podcast for you to check it out. You can feel the energy pulsing through your fingers, by the way, when you do these simple finger holds. You can do them before you go to sleep, while you're sitting in a meeting, while you're commuting, while you're watching TV, whatever the case may be, and they can help you with balancing and working with your energy actively. So this is definitely a time period to use your tools, to use your spiritual tools, to work with the energy actively, and to know that this is one of the best gifts you can give yourself, and of course, anyone that you connect with in your auric field. I also feel it's important to remember that we were made for these times. We have been on journeys that prepare us for the energies on the planet to hold more light for ourselves and for the collective, to trust ourselves more, to be in our power more, and to know that these are parts of ourselves that will only serve us as we move forward. So allow this to be a phase that strengthens you, that reminds you of how far you've come, everything you have endured and been through, and allow it to strengthen your own fortitude and determination to go forward in a way that aligns with the truth of who you are and what you want in this lifetime. I actually feel excitement about what is changing on the planet and where we're going. I feel a sense of optimism, not to say that it feels that way every day or all the time, but I feel that we have put in so much energetic work on this planet to shift the trajectory of where we're going as a collective, that it's paying off. It's going to continue to pay off. And we're going to be reaping beautiful rewards. Of course, that doesn't mean it's always easy or that we don't have to deal with some really tough things, but we're made for it. We're here. And we are the leaders now. We are the energetic leaders. We are the ones who have been through enough to know what's possible, as well as to connect with new possibilities for others to see and understand for themselves. So I feel quite optimistic about this phase of the journey, even though it doesn't feel like that all the time. But I believe we can handle it and that we're ready. Two more things I wanted to share with you really quickly before I sign off. In November, on Saturday, November 16th, for the first time ever, I am offering 5 live astrology workshops discussing the 5 personal planets in your chart. And I'm doing this so that you can ask me questions. This is where you will have access to me, where I can give you more understanding around the 5 personal planets in your chart. And so I will be teaching and then doing Q&A. Replays will be available. If you can only make it to say one of the sessions and not all 5, but I'm so excited to be doing this as a global live workshop to connect with all of you who want more specifics and who are seeking to understand more about your 5 personal planets. Because it's a live session, there are limited spots in terms of how many people I can interact with. So be sure to sign up sooner rather than later. I'll have the link below the podcast here. Again, it's live Saturday, November 16th. And this is a way for us to interact without being in person. So I know that not all of you can come to a retreat or show up to a live event. I totally get it. So that's why I wanted to offer this, so that I can assist you, give you any insights or feedback, as well as say hello and answer any questions that maybe you've been stuck on or trying to figure out. So all the details will be below the podcast and also on my website, mollymccord.online. And then the second thing to share with you is that my new book, Soul Growth Astrology, is available for pre-order now. And after you pre-order it, you can sign up to join me for a free live astrology masterclass that I'll be offering in early December. The book comes out December 3rd, and then you can sign up to join me for a Zoom astrology masterclass on December 5th, talking more about the book and more specifics in your astrology chart. A replay will also be available for that astrology masterclass, and spaces are limited. It is being offered by my publisher, so I will give you the link to sign up for that masterclass so you can benefit from that exclusive information as well. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. And do be sure to check out my YouTube channel where I offer you more videos as well as astrology chart readings of this particular Aries full moon. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.